This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The number of coronavirus cases in the world has just ticked back 20 million. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said on Monday there's a great deal of pain and suffering behind the statistics of the coronavirus pandemic. 750,000 deaths were confirmed or are expected this week. The WHO chief said, while this is a difficult moment for the world, there are some signs of hope in any country and that it's never too late to turn around the outbreak. The United States accounts for more than a quarter of total infections. Together, Brazil and India also make up more than a quarter. Currently, the death toll globally is 733,897. Clashes between protesters and police broke out across Belarus on Monday during a second night of demonstrations following Sunday's national election, in which the country's longtime president was declared the winner. Alexander Lukashenko is in power for 26 years already. On Monday, he said opposition protesters would face a tough crackdown, describing them as sheep manipulated by foreign masters. Police said Monday that one protester died in the capital, Minsk, when he tried to throw an explosive device that blew up in his hand. Rights groups said a protester died after being run over by a police truck, which authorities deny. Rights groups also said dozens of people have been injured in the crackdown. Several hundred protesters were reported to have been arrested. Photos and videos of the protests circulated online despite a widespread shutdown of the internet, limiting access to social media. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. We also have an app. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. French and Nigerian soldiers searched through a giraffe reserve and its surrounding area in Niger on Monday for the killers of six French aid workers. The gunmen, who arrived on motorcycles, also killed the workers' guide and driver, bringing the death toll to eight. The aid workers were attacked Sunday as they drove through the giraffe reserve, a popular tourist spot for expatriates living in Niamey, the capital of Niger. The director of the aid group said in a statement that the group followed security protocol by reporting their arrival at the reserve. Reuters reports the attack seems to have happened less than an hour after they arrived. According to the aid group, four men and four women died in the attack, all between the ages of 25 and 50. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack, although militant violence by terrorist organizations such as Boko Haram has been on the rise in Niger. France's Office of Anti-Terrorism has launched an investigation. At least six people were killed and more than 50 others were wounded after a peaceful protest turned violent in Sudan, in the city of Port Sudan, Sunday night, according to local residents. Authorities in the area imposed a 5 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew to prevent further violence. Fighting broke out when young men from the Beni Amir, an ethnic group, clashed with the Nuba, another ethnic group, in the High Phillip neighborhood, according to Port Sudan residents. Port Sudan is the capital of Red Sea State and Sudan's main port city. Hong Kong media tycoon and staunch democracy advocate Jimmy Lai was one of seven people arrested Monday on charges of violating the new national security law imposed by China. The newspaper Apple Daily, which is published by Lai's Next Digital company, said 72-year-old Lai was taken from his home on suspicion of colluding with a foreign country. The newspaper also said that at least one of Lai's sons were also arrested. Hong Kong police say they arrested seven men between the ages of 39 and 72, but did not give their names. Hours after Lai's arrest, more than 100 police officers raided the headquarters of Lai's Next Digital company. The newspaper live-streamed the raid on its website, showing officers roaming the newsroom as they rummaged through reporters' files. The newspaper said Lai was led through the newsroom in handcuffs during the raid. Somali security forces have shot dead four armed inmates after a fierce gun battle in Mogadishu's central prison. That's according to security officials who spoke to VOA's Somali service. Three prison guards were also killed in Monday's incident. The inmates were all members of Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab. According to reports, they had obtained three pistols and six hand grenades smuggled into the prison. They attacked the guards, sparking the confrontation. Marissa Melton, VOA News.